look at the schedule, the easiest road, if there is such a thing, would belong to the LB Bearcats.
Should be very interesting. Now, Ryan Brown, closing thoughts for you.
Well, we kind of touched base on this, that Ubley's going to be riding a tidal wave of emotion coming to this one with it. They're coming home and all the festivities they've had going on this week. They also had a pretty solid game against CPS earlier this week where Coach Pickles said they shot 52%. So you can see that kind of carried over into tonight's game. Harbor Beach at Mayville, it was kind of more of a lackluster game. It wasn't as intense, so I don't think they were as much as prepared coming into this game to rival Ubley's emotions coming into this one. So both teams now hold their own destiny. Each team has to win out to at least get a share of the league, and it should be an interesting race the rest of the way.
Absolutely. John?
Well, I think Ryan said it all. He set it up the end of the season. It's going to come down to who executes, who wants it the most, and who plays like seniors, because I told you from the get-go, senior leadership, that's what really wins you championships.
And for my closing thoughts, I'm going to go out and make a prediction right now of who's going to win this league. I'm going to say it's either Ubley, Upper Beach, Brown City, Sandusky. One of those four teams.
That's a good guess.
Yes.
You're not going to touch Mayville on that.
You know what? At Mayville at 0-5, perhaps 0-6 in the league, it mathematically might just not be there. Well, hey, thanks, folks, for listening tonight. We had one heck of a gym, the loudest gym thus far that we've covered. Final score, Ubley 59, Harbor Beach 41. Two teams tied atop the GTC East. Harbor Beach and Ubley, both orange and black. But don't ask them that. For sideline reporter Ryan Brown, color commentary John Mooney, pushing the buttons back in the studio, Michael Coffin, Jason Scott in tech support, and our engineer Nathan Crandall. I'm Buck Ramsey saying so long. We will see you next week.